Well, we've got Tony Bennett in the studio now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Pretty excited to do this interview. But right off the bat, I just want to kind of get started with, for people like myself, I moved to Duluth, you know, after you were, the last time your band was
in the iteration. The 1.0 era?
Yeah, so just kind of for people who maybe don't know much about the Dames, which I don't know if it's a small subset of Duluth, but for some people who might not know, you want to just give us a little bit of rundown about the early years of the band, kind of how it formed and what was going on at that time.
Yeah, we came together in 1996 when we were all about 20 years old or so. And we just wanted to make heavy, loud rock music. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. And, you know, we were around for a while, took a few different forms, different drummers and things. We kind of made a couple records and made some singles and did some stuff and played with some cool bands. And then we petered out about 2005, and then me and the drummer Matt did Cars and Trucks for about a decade. And then we decided we might try the Dames thing again. And it's been fun so far. We've just been taking it slow and doing a gigs here and there and everything, but we got this new record now with all of our junk, mm-hmm. all of our detritus. That's why we called it detritus. It was
a bunch of
crap lying around, and so we decided to stick it all together, and it sounds pretty good together.
Yeah, it's a great name for a rarities album, for sure. And yeah, you're talking about Cars and Trucks. I was going to ask you about that. So you've kept busy, really, in the years since the first iteration of the Dames kind of went out. You have kept busy in Cars and Trucks, which we have in at the studio here, and we play fairly often, but do you think that has helped, you stayed playing with Matt over those years? Do you think that's helped the meshing now that everything is back together again?
We had kind of, I think at a certain point, in Cars and Trucks, we just, accepted the fact that we just worked really well together and didn't have to think about it too much. And so that, I think when we came back around to the Dames, it's sort of been easier in a lot of ways because he and I just have such a shorthand mm-hmm. that we don't even really need to discuss things. They just happen. I don't think we gained a whole lot, but, we just have a good rapport in general.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good to hear. Well, we'd like to, let's play a song from the new album.
Let's play a song.
Yeah, so I think we're going to start out with one of the singles, Mutiny. You want to say anything about that before we play it? Or
this is a quick punk rock song that we probably should have put on our album Divorce, and for some reason we were stupid and didn't do that. So now here it is.
All right. Here we go. This is the Dames with Mutiny from their new rarities compilation, Detritus. We'll be right back. That's the Dames there with Mutiny from their latest compilation album, Detritus. We've got Tony Bennett in the studios here with us chatting about some of that music. And so you mentioned that that one, you should have put it on one of your earlier records.
Yeah.
And so we were just wondering, kind of how did the sourcing of all this material come from? I know it's a lot of unreleased material, but how exactly did that process go about? Just kind of have it lying around or...
We had to get master tapes from over here, master tapes from over there. I had to, you know, call a bunch of people, and it was kind of a long process, actually. I started sort of trying to get all of our tapes together even before we really had this album going. So luckily, once the record company was like, "Hey, you want to do this thing?" I sort of already had done some of the legwork, but then we just needed Jake Larson. Mixed it and mastered it. So we did all the fresh mixes and everything to really kind of spruce it up, and had to do a couple little overdubs to finish things here and there. But yeah, I'm really happy with the way it turned out, because, we all sort of are like, this might be our best album in a sense, even though it's not a proper, you know, all recorded at one time album. It's kind of the most representative collection of songs, and it's got some of our favorite songs on it. So at the end of the day, I'm really happy with it, and I hope people will check it out. And the vinyl is like, you know, vinyl is where it's at. You can stream it, but it looks good, and it's got a lot of info in there and pictures and handwritten stuff. And I tried to really make it an objet d'art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I saw that the first two are on Spotify currently. Do you have plans to put this one up on that streaming service? I know. I think it's on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Right now. Do you have any plans to put it on?
I'm refreshing Spotify every day, hoping that it pops up.
Yeah.
So it'll be there eventually. But
okay, yeah. So you already submitted it at least, and now it's on there.
Yeah.
On their end.
That's the tricky part with, you know, when you don't do everything yourself, some of the record company stuff, you know, eludes you, and you're not sure when it's going to pop up, but you're told it will.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for that to happen so the kids can have their streams.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, not everyone is getting back into the vinyl, even though it is on the up and up, though.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I guess that leads into, you've already done one vinyl release show in the cities, right?
Yeah.
For this album?
Yeah, weekend before last, yeah, we played a show for that, and now we're doing one this Saturday in Duluth.
Yeah, so for everyone, the Dames will be playing this Saturday in Duluth at Pizza Luce, and you've got Irewolves playing, right?
Irewolves, yeah.
Cool. It's going to be a pretty heavy show. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's for headbangers for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. And that is also, it's an album release and vinyl release kind of deal?
Yeah, album being the vinyl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, you want to play another track from it here? Let's hear a few more.
Yeah, you could just keep on rolling. Mm-hmm. Just do a Head of State or something like that?
Yeah, let's do Head of State. So that was another... Was this another single from the album?
Head of State was never... It was out on a compilation 20 years ago.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But the new version is all... Mm-hmm. It's got a fresh coat of paint on it.
Yeah, and there's a cool music video for this one out there.
Look that up.
And that is done by...
That's Brian Barber did that video. He animated it and did puppets and the whole nine. So if you... If you hate Donald Trump, go and find that video, and it'll make you feel a little bit better,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well,
or worse.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make you feel worse.
Yeah, hopefully better. But yeah, let's hear that one right now. This one is Head of State. We're in the studio with Tony Bennett of the Dames, and we're going to listen to some tracks from their latest album, Detritus. Here is Head of State. That's the Dames right there, that one, Head of State. Released about 20 years ago, but still sounding, you know, pretty relevant today as well. We're in the studio here with Tony Bennett. So you've been, you know, keeping out, as the Dames were taking a break off, you were still in Car and Trucks as well, but you're also staying in the music business of sorts, doing some reviewing, some music reviewing.
Yep.
And we hear that you maybe got into some beef with the band Kiss. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I reviewed a Kiss concert at the Deck a couple years ago, and then Paul Stanley took to Twitter to call me a clearly miserable a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I always say I may be miserable, but I don't think I'm an a-hole. But all his fans, the Kiss Army, came after me. So I had thousands of people online talking trash about me, which is an interesting experience, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone, because even though you can kind of laugh at it and you can tell yourself that all those people are morons, it's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's still going to bring you down.
Yeah, it got pretty personal, and I mean, people were making all sorts of assumptions and stuff. But and at the end, the funniest thing was that I don't think it was really that bad of a review. I sort of enjoyed the concert, but if you listen to Kiss, you can't admit that admit that Kiss is ridiculous, well, then, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Did you get they had everyone do the Pledge of Allegiance at one point during the show. I've been going to see rock concerts for my whole life, and I never had seen a moment that stupid. And it was just pandering, you know, it's just rah-rah crap. So, you know, there are a lot of people who like that rah-rah crap.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, man, so
that was an interesting time.
That's a funny story.
Yeah, having one of my childhood heroes slag me off in public was
You've made it. Was that like, I've really made it in the music business now?
Well,
just besides all the famous people.
Money would be nice, but that was fun.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, so now that the Dames are going again, I think maybe a question that people are really wondering about is, so this most of this material, obviously, or all this material, previous released or just unreleased tracks.
Yeah.
Any plans to write some new music or?
Well, we
any thought about it?
Yeah, I mean, we. Well, first I would say, like, if for anyone who's wondering, this record it's about half singles and compilation tracks, and then about half of it was just never even released at all. So it's all just been sitting there. So, like, there's an entire EP's worth of stuff that we recorded during the divorce record that we never put out, and that's all coming out on this. So some of it's new to people. But we actually are pretty deep into making a new record. We haven't started recording yet, we've been rehearsing and writing and played a few new songs out at the show in the cities last weekend or weekend before last. And we'll play them too. So if you want to hear what our new stuff sounds like, come to the show on Saturday at Pizza Luce.
Yeah, awesome. And then I guess just in wrapping up here.
Yeah.
What do you say, like, your expectations of, you know, this second version of the band? Maybe in the first one, obviously, as younger people really trying to, you know, make it.
Yeah.
Making the business. What are you really expecting from this one? Just having some fun, you know.
Yeah, that's the key. It's when we were younger, and I was writing songs, and we started playing together. It was like, okay, we're gonna make this go somewhere. And then when certain things start happening, you start, you know, we played shows with like Queens of the Stone Age and Melvins, and you know, lots of bands that are high on fire. And we started playing with these bands where it's like, oh, we are accomplishing things. And then, you know, the typical band thing happens, you fracture and fall apart, and you know, somebody else climbs the mountain and you watch them go up. But it's like now, the thing now, when we got back together, we were like, we don't want to achieve anything or really do, you know, we're not going to be in our 40s in a van trying to build an audience for the first time, you know. We're just kind of making up for some, you know. This record is sort of unfinished business. Mm-hmm. I had always wanted to collect these songs, and the opportunity came, so we really wanted to do a good job, and now it's here, and pretty happy with it. But then we thought, well, maybe we should make another record, so I think we're going to try and do that. But yeah, I don't, you know, shows here and there, and I mean, obviously, if some crazy offer came around, we'd have to consider what it is we wanted to do, but... Yeah, I don't think we're under any illusions. I think we're just doing this while we can, and while we're all still on the same planet, and while our arms and legs and fingers and voices are still able to do it, I think we're gonna do it for a while.
Cool. All right. Well,
and then the jazz band will come later.
Nice. Yeah,
we'll start moving into the jazz area.
Cool. All right. Well, are you tuned in to 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. 6 o'clock now. We've got members of the Dames in the studio right now. Got time for let's do one more song here. I was thinking about Hummingbird or so. You want to just give the people a brief breakdown of this one?
Our bass player really likes this one, but I don't know. I like it, but it's a little weird for us. It's a little poppier and kind of lower key, even though it gets pretty noisy at the end. But it's a good album track.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's hear it. And once again, thank you for coming in. Thank you for doing this interview.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me in. I appreciate it. To everyone out there, I'd just like to say Donald Trump sucks.
All right. Thank you. That show will be... once again, they're playing Saturday night with Irewolves. That is another vinyl release. The album came out August 2nd, I believe. It's called Detritus, full of old singles and just totally unreleased, never heard before material. So yeah, classic.
We're going platinum.
Classic Duluth Band is back again. Here is a track from that album. It's Hummingbird or So here on 103.3 KUMD.
Of a canyon.